Welcome to 4-H News and Notes. My name is Morgan Parcher. I am your Henry County 4-H Extension Educator. I definitely feel like this week has probably been the busiest week for me in my new role here as Extension Educator, but it was definitely an eventful week, to say the least. Our Henry County Camp Counselors had their overnight retreat from Sunday into Monday, and let me tell you, those kids can definitely stay awake. Our working portion of the meeting Sunday night had 39 members in attendance, and I had 20 of those kids stay overnight for food, fellowship, and lots of laughs. I would like to remind my current camp counselors that Saturday, March 5th, we will have our regional camp counselor training at 4-H Camp Palmer. All of you should have received an email as far as asking who will and will not be able to attend, so please make sure you get that filled out. This week, we had three of our advisor and volunteer trainings. On Tuesday, we held a live and in-person meeting at Crossroads Church. And then on Wednesday and Thursday, we had those trainings via Zoom. We had a total of approximately 95 volunteers complete that annual training between our organizational advisor kickoffs and this last week. So definitely excellent. And thank you so much for all those volunteers and advisors that came out and got that completed. Please contact me at the office if you are one of our 4-H advisors and volunteers. Contact me here at the office so we can get you set up with an alternative means of training for the year. If you would like access to the information provided in the slides, please run over to our Henry County 4-H blog. I have linked all of those information, all of that information in the blog. Really excited. I know a lot of clubs are already meeting and planning to meet, starting with their officer elections and review of their constitution and bylaws for the year, and I'm sure everybody is super excited to get started. Just a few housekeeping reminders moving forward. If you are a parent or a member interested in participating in our essay land contest, please make sure that essay is completed and turned into the Extension office. The deadline for those essays are March 1st. If you need more information on that process, please run over to our website. You're going to go to the forms for 4-H, and it will be the essay land contest link you want to follow. You can also find that link on our blog. We are very excited to be holding our Henry County 4-H scholarship interviews this coming Tuesday, which is March 1st. We have a total of 16 applicants that have applied for our various Henry County 4-H scholarships. Another reminder that this coming Thursday, March 3rd, we will have our Cloverbud Advisor training at 6 p.m. at Crossroads Church. If anybody needs more information on that, please reach out to the office. We are just primarily focusing on Cloverbuds and some really awesome resources we have for those advisors. Keep encouraging all parents and members and anyone interested in getting involved in Henry County 4-H to reach out to those club members. If you're already currently a member with our Henry County clubs, make sure you get signed up on our 4-H online system. Keep in mind that our enrollment deadline is March 15th. And again, advisors and volunteers, please don't forget you also need to enroll in our 4-H online system. If you have any kind of issues, please don't hesitate to reach out to us at the office, and we will do our best to help you out. Alrighty, that is all I have for you folks today. Have a wonderful day and an awesome weekend.